A battle is brewing among city officials over Milwaukee's progress in its efforts to reduce lead poisoning. At least 70,000 lead pipes deliver water to older homes, putting families at risk, especially very young children and pregnant women. The city says it's going to take years and millions of dollars to remove the pipes. So for now, much of the focus is on communication, telling people in those older homes how to reduce their chance of exposure to lead. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz attended a jam-packed Common Council Committee meeting Thursday that took up the issue but ended with no immediate resolution.
Alderman Bob Donovan chairs the Public Health and Safety Committee. At City Hall yesterday, the panel made its way through a dozen agenda items before Donovan looked out at a sea of faces and asked who was there to talk about lead poisoning prevention.
How many people want to speak on this issue? Is that why we have such a huge crowd here today, or are there other? Who wants to be heard on this issue? Raise your hands higher, please. Okay.
Hands shot up among the crowd. It turns out they were waiting to share their thoughts on the lead-related resolution. Its sponsor, Alderman Tony Zielinski, says he's concerned residents don't fully understand both the risks and how they can protect themselves from lead exposure. His proposal would direct the Milwaukee Health Department to communicate more effectively, starting with the importance of water filters.
They don't go far enough to let the public know that the water filtration devices are the better option than running cold water.
Zielinski pointed to the city's Lead Safe Milwaukee website.
Here's the website right here. It says, number two, run your water until it's cold if you live in a home with lead pipes. Okay, there's nothing on this site where this is that talks about water filtration. They do talk about water filtration as other possible recommendations in a much less prominent portion of their website.
Zielinski's resolution would also expand the health department's lead testing recommendation up to age 6. Currently, it's 3 times by age 3.
As we know, populations under the age of 6 are especially vulnerable to lead in their system. And the other changes is we want to have a media advisory, and we're very specific about how we want to disseminate this information.
Health Commissioner Bevin Baker sharply disagrees with Zielinski's assessment of the department's public education efforts and foremost, defended its strategy.
We have made recommendations that are consistent with national and state and the medical community's most current evidence-based practices. And we far outpace many cities in the nation by having some of the most stringent rules when it comes to lead hazards.
Baker reminded committee members the department mailed 70,000 letters to alert property owners with lead service lines.
We sent nearly 160,000 inserts into the Milwaukee Water Works bill through May of 2017.
The health department and community partners have distributed more than 4,000 water filters.
And our public awareness campaign, which we have website and video and print materials, has received 6.3 million impressions or views.
Baker says to fulfill its public health mission, the department needs the freedom to do its job without pressure from elected officials.
Here's where I have concerns. We issue recommendations to providers, medical providers. We need to make certain that they're anchored in science and not politics. Public health cannot be trumped by politics.
Baker and Zielinski's debate continued until committee chair Alderman Donovan cut off the conversation. He urged the two to take a breath and try to come up with an agreement outside the chamber.
I would prefer holding this, get a meeting to the table and work something out, because filters are good for people, Bevin. And I know you claim you say it.
Donovan thanked the people in the gallery for their concerns, calls, and emails, then moved on to other business. Brenda Coley walked away flabbergasted. She was one of the people who raised their hands, wishing to comment.
Community comment was shut down. They've never seen these many folks from the community come here to express their concern, and get questions answered, and the council shuts it down. So you talk about politics. That's politics. That's politics, not wanting to hear what the community has to say.
If given her 3 minutes to talk, Coley says she would have advocated for a comprehensive education and water filter program beyond the steps the city is taking. Yet the meeting might have had some impact. Later Thursday morning, the health department modified the front page of its Lead Safe Milwaukee website to include filter information. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.